Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Rogers in a meeting tonight, and Sister Penny will open up our prayer line with prayer.
Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before you. Father, I ask that you anoint every word that come out of my mouth. I thank you for anointing Pastor Smith, Heavenly Father. I thank you that your word will go forth. It's already been done. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I ask that those who have eyes to see you, see you. Those who have eyes to hear you, that they hear you, Heavenly Father. That we receive your word, Heavenly Father, that is given to us today, Heavenly Father. Not only that we receive the word, Father, that we do act with your word, Heavenly Father, because that's what you want for us, Heavenly Father. I thank you. I thank you that you are so wonderful, Heavenly Father, and that we are here gathered. And you said when two or more are gathered, you are in the midst. So, Father, I thank you that you are here, that we feel your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, and that you order our footsteps into your word, and you continue to bless Pastor Smith. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number we're on this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer, Second Extension, meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The next dates for service are October 27th. We do have some exciting news. To accommodate our coat giveaway and homeless outreach, we will temporarily be meeting at a larger venue. The address is inside of the Clarion Inn Hotel Conference Center. The address is 1612 Sisk Road, that's S-I-S-K, in the city of Modesto, California. Also, a special announcement about our coat giveaway. We're asking that if you have a request for a coat for a child this winter season, that you provide us with the sizes/ages of the child and the gender. This will all be coming due to Sister Penny no later than November 10th. The kids must be present to receive this coat giveaway. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight that this prayer line is a pipeline. We thank you for the pipeline. Father, it's a source anointed by God that flows and it stretches and is touching somebody right now. We thank you for the pipeline of the word that bring forth declaration over your people's lives, that bring forth revelation from the Spirit of God, that prophesy into our lives through your word. Oh, God, your word is a blessing. Your word is a channel tonight. And the Spirit of God desires to flow through a pipeline tonight. We open up for the Holy Ghost to flow through us. And God, we thank you tonight by faith. in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Genesis, the third chapter, verses 17 through 19. Psalms 37, verses 25 to 27. In the last book, 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 9. I'll go over that again. Genesis 3, 17 through 19. Psalms 37, 25 to 27. 1 Timothy 6 through 9. We get those three books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement. I've really been praying for an individual that's going through a place of struggle. And tonight, we're going to come and agree that the blood of Jesus go into those places where poverty is attacking people as never before. The spirit of poverty. It's a spirit from Satan. And that spirit began to operate in the garden. And it's caused us to be in a fallen state. And that spirit continuously to run rapidly. But those that are believers, when they get under the Word of God is in them. The Word of God takes them over. They yield to the Word of God. The spirit of poverty cannot continuously to run their lives. And poverty is a spirit that brings continuously insufficient and hardship, distress and disease and shortage and continuous going through lack and always having a need. You have no peace and no joy. And full of depression and confusion. All of these are some of the characteristics of poverty. And we're going to see how it became, but how the Spirit of God sent His Son. And before His Son came forth, He allowed us by His Word to be saved from poverty. Talking about the lack. And many people think when they get a lot of money that the spirit of poverty will not take. It's not about money, saints of God. A spirit of poverty takes over your spirit. And that spirit causes you, you may have a lot of money, you may have not have a lot of money, but it does, it's not about money, how much, and all of that. It's not about a number. It's a spirit. There are people that's not don't have a lot of riches, but they don't have a spirit of poverty over them. Why? Their needs are met. They have joy. They have peace. And they're in a place where they're contented. They're in a place where they're not running behind stuff and things. They're satisfied. But then there's a people that have lots of money. They want more money. They're full of greed. They're never contented. They're hoarders. They're stingy. There's poor people stingy and there's rich people stingy. It's a spirit. And this happens, this is a spirit that overtakes individuals. And these are the characteristics of poverty. Anytime there's a stingy spirit over our lives, it's going to cause us to go in poverty. That means you're blocking up your blessings when you don't have a spirit to give. It's just like water when it stands and it doesn't flow. That water become filthy, useless. And so that's how it is with stingy people, where they don't have a spirit to give. They are concerned only about themselves, only want what they want for themselves. A spirit of poverty takes over their lives. And then when a spirit of worry is over you, that means worrying about something you have no control over. It steals your peace and your joy. And what happened? You can't meditate on the goodness of God or his word. So these are some of the characteristics of poverty. It's a spirit sent on by Satan that brings lack in our lives. And it's not about the amount of money or stuff. Because I've been around people with lots of money, and they don't brag. They don't have pride because they just adapted to money. But then there are people that show off, which is pride. And if a spirit of poverty takes them over, they can't keep up because it's not real. Then there are those that are envying and covetous and always competing, trying to be like someone else. That's the spirit of poverty. It brings you into poverty. Why? Because you become a slave to the lender. You're always trying to get something to try to pretend to be what you are not. So all of these spirit leads us into a state of poverty. And what does poverty do? It brings torment and affliction. It brings torment and affliction. And we see it so now, it's just like a psoas. And that's a spirit. And we're going to see how it began. Genesis 3:17-19, please.
And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground of thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles it shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
It's because of the fallen state that they were deceived by the evil one. God pronounced on them insufficient, that their food will have to be obtained by what? Hard labor. And that this will be a struggle till you go back to the dust. Insufficiency mean poverty. Insufficiency mean poverty. But it was there in the garden because of the thing that Satan deceived them with, caused all this that we're going through right now. When you don't get under the word, when you don't get in Christ Jesus, when you don't receive him as Lord of your life, when you don't yield to the Lord, the spirit of poverty lurks and continuously to be upon your life. There are saints that is stricken with poverty because they won't yield. They won't take heed to the word of God. The Spirit of God gives you, what is his word? His word is what? It's a warning. It's a clarion call. It's a declaration to bless, to warn you when destruction comes. And I've seen people read the word, know the word, and yet they will not take and hearken to the word of God. They move in their own sufficiency. They do what they want to do. And self-destruction comes in their lives. It become like a field of incest. It's eat up everything because they want what they want instead of obeying what the world wants for you. See, the word of God see the beginning and the end of all our lives. He knows what's in between. He knows what the latter end is. He knows everything. So anytime God give you a word, it's to exalt. It's to build up. It's to bless. It's to warn. It's to rebuke. That's what it said in the book of Timothy. The word does all that thing. But there are those who will not hearken to his word. And what happens is the spirit of poverty. It's like a leaking faucet, saints of God. It's like a leaking faucet. It follows. It follows. And some people never get out of that circumstance of poverty, that cycle, I'm talking about the cycle of poverty. It's a vicious cycle, and it not only takes you over, it takes over your descendants. And we're going to see by the word of God. Psalm 37, 25 through 27, please.
I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore.
This is to the point. If our steps are ordered by the Lord, he said, I won't forsake you. I won't allow you to be abandoned. He says, I will supply your needs. He said, I will cause your descendants, your children, to be blessed. But this is the key. This is the nugget, 27. He said, turn from evil and do good. And your descendancy, we're talking about your children and your grandchildren, will be blessed. That means it going to fall on them because the characteristic, what they see you do, how you live, the things you choose, the way you live, the righteousness that God has placed inside of you, your seeds see it, and they're going to emulate. They're going to begin to do what you do. And this word of God said, your descendants will be blessed. There's some family, all you see from their beginning to their children to their grandchildren is what? Blessing. Because someone is following the course. But when you get off course and you begin to do things out of the order of the word, that's how Satan comes in. Anytime there's a crack, saints of God, Satan going to ease in. It's a gate. It's a gateway. And he comes with a tiny bit of this and a little bit of this, a tiny bit of being stingy. Then it grows to bigger things. Then he comes to the place where you're competing. You are envying and you're jealous. The Bible says that kind of spirit is like death. It brings destruction. Then you bragging, you show pride. He resists the proud, give grace to the humble. And this is what he said. He said, your descendants will be blessed. He said, the Lord loves what is right and does not abandon his faithful people. He protect them forever in their descendants, and he will drive out the wicked. This is so important in this hour, thanks of God. We know people, maybe you know someone that have lots of money. Everything is going well. Great job. Beautiful house. Beautiful car. Great credit. No peace. No joy. Sick in the bodies. Family life in turmoil. Children out of control. I can go on and on and on, but they have a lot of money, but the spirit of poverty is over them. Then you see another person working on a 9-to-5, paying their bills, don't have a lot of resources, but so contented, so peace, joy is overflowing. They thankful to God. They're in a spirit of thanksgiving. They're not stingy. They do what they can to supply and support those that don't have a need, don't have a need. They do whatever they can, what little they can. They do it with a cheerful spirit. They are blessed. They are healthy. They're just in a solid place because they're contented. They are not impoverished. They are in a place where there's no lack in their lives. And you're going to see by the word of God. 1 Timothy 6, 7 through 9, please. I think I'm beginning at the sixth verse, please. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
This is what the Word of God is saying about being contented and not being contented. To be thankful to God is what? It's a spirit of contentment. Just have a spirit of what? Thanksgiving. There's a scripture, well, God healed the leprosies. He healed 10. And one returned and said thank you. They were so, it was an impact on their lives. It was an impact on that one person's life. An impact when God does something powerful for you that you know money didn't do this. Doctors didn't do this. Humans didn't do this. I'm talking about when God bring an impact on your life. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, healed those leprosies. And one came back with a spirit of thanksgiving. A spirit of thanksgiving. It was an impact on his life. The other just went away, not thankful. Not gratitude, just went on just like this is supposed to happen. Spirit of not thankful and a spirit of not having gratitude towards the things of God and being thankful that God is keeping you in a warm, under warm shelter. You're not on a bridge. Your children are healthy. You have a job to go to pay your bills. You're not walking. You have a car. You have sufficient health in your body. You have peace in your home, and you have joy. You're rich, saints of God. But this word says tonight, for we brought nothing to the world. You came to the world naked. We're going to take nothing out into this world. When we have food and clothes, we should be thankful. He said the rich fall into temptation in a snare and traps, bringing harmful desires in their life that pulls them down to ruins and called destruction. Not the need of money, the love of money. It's a source that conceives evil. It births evil. The love of money birth evil, which bring forth many sorrow, poverty. So this is the word to encourage tonight. You have sufficient help. You have a shelter that you're in. You have a job to go to that you knowing after you work how many hours you're going to receive a paycheck. Pay your bills. Family is solid and sound. House is going. Your house is in a place of peace. You know, home is where you love. So many people miss that. Home is where you are loved. You're going home and you are loved. You know love is in that house. Home is where you are loved. You have peace and you have joy. You have a spirit of thanksgiving. John 10:10 says, Satan come to do what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. Your home is not in a place where it's destructive. You're not worrying about how you're going to get this and how you're going to get that. You're not a hoarder trying to build up for something. The Bible called that person in the Word of God a fool. He said, your soul is required of me tonight. You'll build your barns up. You want bigger barns to put more stuff in. All you're thinking about is stuff and things. And he said to that foolish man, this night your soul is required of me. Couldn't take those barns with him. Couldn't take all that stuff with him because he was going to another place. So this is a word tonight of encouragement that we're going to stand in agreement with the word of God concerning how Jesus was sent for the purpose to remove the curse of poverty. Poverty is a curse. But when the Spirit of God who sent his son for Abraham's seed, that's Galatians 3, I think 13 and 14, deliver them from the curse of sin, which is poverty. He did it for Abraham's seed to bless them. And if you are Abraham's seed, you are blessed. Your descendants are blessed. Whatever you touch and do is blessed. I don't care the plans of Satan ever try to come against you, you're blessed. I don't care how things try to hinder, you're blessed. I don't care how things try to come with a delay, you're blessed. I don't care how many things try to come to befall you, you're blessed. But these other characteristics bring you into a spirit of what? Poverty. And I'm so concerned how people are so attached to those characteristics, to those spirits. These are spirits, saints of God. It's just like birds of a feather flock together. You constantly stay attached to a stingy person. That spirit will overtake you. You become just like them, hoarding and always trying to get and always have ulterior motives, always thinking about yourself and not anyone else. The Spirit of God wants us delivered from those spirits. If you're always in the company of some people bragging and you know they're just regular Joes, they're making regular salaries, and they probably credit cards is over limit and everything else, trying to keep up with someone, which is going to end up falling. You need to pray for such individual. You need to pray for those that you know who say they're saved and living a dual life, who say they're saved, and the characteristics not lining up with the word of God. You and I need to pray. We are a pipeline tonight. We need to pray, not talk about it, not complain, but we need to pray. But sometimes you're so attached, you're so into that bad behavior with those individuals. You have rose-colored glasses. You can't see. But this I do know by the word of God. When the Spirit of God takes you over, the Spirit of God impute into you wisdom from on high and revelation from God. He imputes wisdom and revelation into a yielded vessel. He imputes wisdom and revelation unto yielded people. And yielded people going to see by the Holy Ghost in the revelation of the word of God, and they're going to begin to intercede and pray. I stayed up all last night and prayed all night long until about 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, because I'm so concerned about that, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of worrying about tomorrow, things that take your peace, things that hinder you from meditating on the goodness of God and his word. Things that cause you not to be in a spirit of contentment. But I tell you today as the truth, the word of God is truth. It says, God gives wisdom. God gives revelation to those that are yielded. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That means when you're obedient, you yield to God, He's going to give you wisdom how to live. He's going to give you wisdom how to take care of yourself. He's going to give you wisdom what to do and what not to do. Wisdom going to lead you. It's going to guide you. It's going to tell you, don't go this way, go that way. Don't buy that weight. Wisdom is going to tell you how to handle your finance. Wisdom is going to show you where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And then the Spirit of God will drop revelation into you to let you know why and the reason. He'll reveal to you. Revelation is revealing to you how to go about these things. But you have to be yielded. I hear some people doing, may do something like anything out of the will of God, and they say, I have wisdom and revelation. That's a lying spirit. Revelation and wisdom is cut off because God do not bless sin. He have mercy. But wisdom in revelation is shut down. Then, as David returned back to God, wisdom and revelation came back and restored him. It's restored when you return back to the Father, when you yield back to the Father. But when you move in your own self-sufficient, when you do what you want to do, when you willfully move out the will of God, it's the spirit of the evil one to bring you into confusion, to bring you into shame. That's what he did for Samson with that trickery spirit of Delilah. God had given him the word to his parents, what to eat, how not to cut his hair. He was a Nazarene. What to drink, everything, just because he wanted to use Samson. He wanted to use Samson. So Samson had to be in a yielded state, accountability to God's word. That spirit sent from Satan deceived Samson. It was the spirit to bring destruction on Samson's life, to destroy, to maim, to bring confusion, to bring torment, everything that just quoted from the word of God, to bring destruction. But why? He no longer, what, wisdom shut down, revelation shut down. Why? He was out of the will of God. And I hear people saying, they do what they want to do and say, God gave me wisdom, God gave me revelation. You are a lying spirit. That's a lying spirit. When we get out the will of God, wisdom is closed down and revelation is closed down. Until Samson looked to the hills, till he looked up to God, and the spirit of repentance came upon him, God gave him wisdom again and revelation. How to bring the Philistines down. But it didn't return until he yielded. Saints, it's time to yield as never before. It's not time to play with a spirit of poverty. It's like a leak. It stops the flow. When it stops the flow, things back up. When things back up, it becomes dry and desolate. And that's a trick of the enemy. Don't let a Delilah trick you. Don't let no prince that look charming trick you. Don't let the things of this world trick you. It's a spirit of trickery. And you know what that spirit does when it has gotten you stuck? It leaves. Delilah left Samson. She left him. She abandoned him. That's what the devil does. He abandoned us when you can't fulfill his wishes. He abandoned you and I and bring us into what? Destruction and poverty. But tonight, this is the word of God. It's not commercial. It's not something to play with. It's not show business. The word of God brings forth deliverance. We are a pipeline. You are a pipeline, saints of God. You are a source that God flows through. A force that you stand and declare the word of God over people's lives. You are a pipeline that God prophesies his word through. You are a pipeline that God gives wisdom and revelation to. You are a pipeline that God gives instruction to. Instruction to for blessing to fall upon people's lives. To warn them of the evil one. You are a channel that God will use tonight. God wants you and I to continue to be that pipeline tonight. To be in that place where God can flow through you. And pray through you. Give you wisdom. Give you revelation. How to intercede for his people. That Satan is tricking this hour as never before. A spirit of trickery. A spirit to make your ears feel good. To make your flesh feel good. That move on your emotion with no deliverance and no power. The Spirit of God is powerful to bring forth deliverance, saints of God. He set captives free by his Spirit. So this is the word that we're going to stand on tonight. That we're going to stand believing that the Spirit of God will go into those places and draw individual to him as never before. So that spirit of poverty can be dismantled to this night. That the spirit of poverty can be shut down tonight. That the spirit of blessing and the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation will be upon them. Where they'll be so yielded to God. God will give them a plan. Show them how to do it. Tell them what to do. Give them revelation to move on it and what he does. Bless it. Bless it. He'll make sure you get help that every need be met. Psalm 37 says he will not abandon you for your steps are ordered by him. We need our footsteps to be ordered by the Lord as never before. He said you won't be abandoned. You won't be in poverty. You will lend. You'll be a giver. And in the time of need, I will be there for you. This is what God's word decrees. It declares tonight. But he's saying, I want to use you. Just yield to me. Because the pleasure of sin dissipates. It's only for a moment. Only for a short moment. It dissipates. It fades. It leaves. That's what happened for Samson. That spirit abandoned him, left him, sold him out. And that's what the devil does in this hour. But this night, the Spirit of God, his word stopped short. His word stopped lack. His word supply needs. His word bring peace and joy. His word stops depression. His word stop what? Confusion. His word stop insufficiencies. His word stop hardships, famine. Anything designed to reduce you to poverty, in so many words. His word stops it. So this is a night that we're going to stand and pray for the body. We are the body of Christ. That's what the church is. He dwells in us. I'm not talking about a building. When we read the book of Acts, it's Acts 2. He said they went to gathering places. They gathered together, went from house to house. They gathered together the body. They was in fellowship. They went from place to place. But the Spirit of God was with them. And what did they do? The Bible says they prayed. They sought after the Spirit of God. And God multiplied and he blessed them financially. He blessed them. That's in the book of Acts, the second chapter. He blessed them because they were seekers of God. He blessed them. God will not abandon us when we are in a yielded state. What am I saying tonight? I confess my sins. Your word says you're just and righteous to forgive me and to cleanse me from my unrighteousness. That means I have yielded. Spirit of God, go into those places that's whacked, messed up, in shambles, in calamities, because I've yielded. He go in and he begin to perfect those places in you that's imperfected, thanks to God. He'll begin to correct those things in you that cause bad behavior. He'll begin to go inside of your spirit, man, when you yield and do a work in you that no one can understand. And he'll bring you out in a wealthy place. That's what his word says. He'll bring you out in a wealthy place. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, I thank you tonight for this word. It's a shining word. Darkness cannot stand the word of God. The light of the world is over us tonight. Your word is light tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for light must come against darkness tonight. And your word bring forth light. It's a candle that would not be hid. Father, I thank you for the word of God tonight, that the Spirit of God will use these airways as a pipeline tonight, a source that you flow through tonight. It stretches in places that we cannot see. It's going in places that we will never understand nor comprehend. That the Spirit of the Word will flow through us as a pipeline tonight. Give us wisdom how to pray in revelation tonight in Jesus' name. Give us instruction, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We won't be a channel tonight. That the Spirit of God will flow through so that your people can receive deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will come forth tonight and stop the spirit of poverty. The spirit of poverty that's running and raging against your people. People that have all kinds of things in order concerning their accounts. Money, good jobs. They have no peace. They have no joy. They're unhealthy. House in a wreck. Children going contrary. Everything falling apart. But yet they got money. Father, this night, the Spirit of God, move into those households. Those households, oh God, that don't have money, yet they're poor, yet everything is falling apart. Move in those households tonight, in Jesus' name. The spirit of poverty is not biased. It's not with respect to person. It just moving in a gate that's open. And tonight we come in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God close these doors tonight. The spirit of stingy spirit. The spirit of pride. The spirit of always trying to compete and being envy and being covetous. You say you dislike those things in Proverbs the 6th chapter. Father, I thank you tonight that your spirit move tonight, flowing like rivers of living waters tonight, coming against those spirits that bring lack in the people's lives, in their household, in their health. Things that's full of confusion, depression, taking medication, still no relief, nothing but a band-aid tonight, but the spirit of the living God. Take the bandage off tonight and heal them to the core tonight in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God will supply every need. Go into those places, oh God, that need to be healed tonight. Father, heal those places that's brought people to shame. Shame is from the evil one. Father, remove shame tonight in the name of Jesus. And Spirit of the living God, I thank you for your spirit to flow like rivers of living waters over their lives and touch every desolate place tonight. Touch every place, oh God, that's reduced. Touch every place that's full of hardship tonight. Touch every place that's full of lack tonight. Touch every place that has no joy or peace tonight. Remove depression and confusion tonight and disease that's causing the body to be impoverished tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for a move of God, for your people are a pipeline tonight, that the Spirit of God go into those homes tonight and revive and cause us to return back to the altar of God, for you live within us. You dwells inside of us. Father, you lives in us, and we are your dwelling place. And Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God go in now, enhance your people, bring them into a wealthy place, God. I'm not talking about stuff and things. I'm talking about you, Father Jesus. For your words say, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added. Because they are seekers of God, and they yield to you, all things shall be added. In Jesus' name, that the spirit of shame, the spirit that brought them down to reduce them, be stopped tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of lack go in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of God supply every need according to and glory by Christ Jesus. And I give you praise tonight, God, that you are the supplier. You said when we yield, you will not abandon us. And I send this word now to fall upon their seed, their descendants tonight in the name of Jesus, because there's a change in other gods. There's a change in their life. Their descendants are blessed. Their seeds are blessed. Their children are blessed. Their grandchildren are blessed. And them to come. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God move over their jobs tonight. Move over the wicked supervisors tonight and bring justice tonight. That those that experience injustice tonight, those that need an increase tonight, and that wicked supervisor will not give it. Give them increase tonight in Jesus' name. Open doors of employment in the name of Jesus. Father, come against everything tonight that will hinder them from being productive tonight. That the healing virtues of Jesus is moving on their behalf, healing their affairs, their home, their lives. Their joy has returned. Their peace has returned. Their families are blessed. They're blessed coming in, and they're blessed going out. They're preserved in all their ways because of your word. And I give you praise, and I give you thanksgiving tonight that Jesus Christ came for the purpose to remove the curse of poverty, to bless Abraham's seed and his descendants. We thank you, God, that you fulfilled the promises because you went on the cross, and the promises of God through Jesus was fulfilled. All we have to do is yield, and I thank you for yielded vessels tonight who have made a declaration. They're decreeing tonight. They have been established by God. They are a pipeline that God will use in this end time to be a flow that God will move through. And they will pray as never before. You said man ought to always to pray and never to faint. It's not time to faint. It's time to pray. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God.
Amen.
Amen.